zinc, echinacea.
Okay.
Vitamin C.
That's great, Linda.
Oh, and garlic supplements. I found those were particularly effective.
He's only been taking paracetamol, really, and honey and lemon.
Ah, but these are to boost his immune system.
Oh, right. Well, thanks for bringing them round.
So, how is he really, Ruth? Is there any possibility he'll be able to attend the rehearsal?
No.
Even for just half an hour?
He's hardly been out of bed all weekend.
Well, maybe he'll be better for the next rehearsal. I cannot stress how important it is we go over his scenes.
Like I said, he's not even doing any work on the farm at the moment, so if you don't mind...
Oh, David.
What are you doing up?
Oh, I need to fill my hot water bottle. Oh, hi, Linda.
Oh, my God. Goodness, you really do have it bad, don't
Linda
you?
Linda was hoping you might be able to go to the rehearsal this afternoon.
Oh, no.
No, I'm sorry, Linda.
No, I can see you aren't in any condition. I'll leave you be. Ruth will tell you about my medications.
On the table.
Most of them you take once a day, but the dosages are on the packet.
Yeah, thanks, Linda.
And plenty of liquids, that's the key.
Bye, then.
Oh, yes. Goodbye.
Finally.
Garlic tablets, licorice pasta.
She really wasn't going to go until she saw evidence.
Oh, Friar's balsam. I might try that.
Come on, I'll make you a fresh hot water bottle. You go back to bed.
No, I can't.
David.
I feel guilty. It's not fair you having to do everything.
It's all right. Bert's been helping out this morning and Eddie agreed to do some extra shifts.
When?
Oh, not until Tuesday. They're busy slaughtering the turkeys tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I remember you saying... Will's coming over, isn't he?
That's right. They must be looking forward to seeing him. What are you doing now?
Looking for something that won't stain.
What?
For the balsam.
Oh, right.
Might stop my face feeling as if it's full of glue.
Well, there's an old Christmas pudding bowl in the cupboard over there.
Oh, right.
It won't matter if you ruin that. Oh.
Don't worry. I'll get it.
No, I'll go. You just sort yourself out with your potion.
You did it, Jack. You saved us all. The giant broke his neck. Your line.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, but the beanstalk almost fell on you.
Who cares? Give us a peck.
A kiss, but Jill...
Oh, don't you blush. You must have guessed the truth.
Is it me?
No, not yet. Come take me in your arms right now.
Oh, God, what is it? She really means it's truth.
Yeah, that's when we're going for our clinch.
Oh. Oh, I'm never going to learn all this.
Oh, hi, Kathy. Kentham.
Hello. Don't stop. I was enjoying that.
Hey.
Oh, shut up. I do apologise for him.
It's okay. I know he can't help it.
Well, how come you're rehearsing now anyway? A bit keen, aren't you? Hasn't even started yet.
I'm just trying to learn my lines. I've had so little chance.
Oh, God, don't worry. There's plenty of time.
What? Have you seen Linda's panto countdown?
Hey?
With the sign on the notice board.
Oh, how's Mike, by the way?
We've only got 2 weeks until curtain up.
Yeah, he's not bad. He's still suffering from the tail end of this flu.
Oh, dear.
He should be coming today, though. Neil and Susan have been looking after him. You don't sound too great, though.
Yeah, I'm not feeling too rosy. I'm hoping it's just a cold, though. Oh, Linda.
Good afternoon. Thank you for coming along, Kathy.
Oh, that's okay. I thought I'd sell tickets to the cast today.
Splendid. Oh, hello, girls.
Hello.
Is this everyone? Are there more people inside?
Oh, I haven't opened up yet.
Oh, really? Oh, well, and I thought I was going to be late.
It's only just past the hour.
Bad news, I'm afraid. I've just been over to visit David, and he's not at all well.
Oh, join the club.
Sorry?
Kathy is feeling a bit rough, aren't you, love?
Oh, well, you're nothing to David. He's properly ill. I mean, really, in the grip of suffering.
Yeah, well, right. It's not a contest, Linda.
So, David's laid up, is he?
Yes, he... I'm afraid he won't be joining us this afternoon.
Well...
Please, everyone, don't wait for me to lock my bike. Go inside and get warm.
Good idea.
Well, here you go. Take my keys.
Oh, all right, then.
Won't be a moment.
So, Linda, if...
Kathy, could I have a quick word?
Yeah, of course.
I am getting rather worried about the amount of rehearsal time we have left. Mm. Have you seen my countdown poster?
Yeah, we were just saying.
Quite. Well, I've written down all the times over the next week when I'm not working and will be able to rehearse.
Yeah, excuse me.
In a minute, Kenton. Would you mind taking the sheet round the cast and asking them to fill in the matching times when they're available?
Oh, yeah, fine.
Linda...
We have to fit in some extra rehearsal somehow. What is it, Kenton?
Yeah, are you going to need me today? It's just that, you know, if David isn't here, then...
Well, what? Don't you want to keep me company?
Yes, yeah, of course, but, you know, if we can't do our scenes,
well, I
then...
suppose there's very little point in your being here.
Great. I mean, Well, shame, mm-hmm. shame. But, you know, if there's nothing we can do, then...
Right, then. Let's make a start. Fallon, Brenda, we better start with you.
So where are you going, Kenton?
Me? Oh, I have to go and visit a sick man.
So, who did he say is already being mentioned?
Bill Jordan. He runs a dairy farm up near Farndale.
Oh, right. Yeah, him.
But Arthur doesn't think he'll get much support.
What, and he thinks I would?
He said you'd be a very popular candidate for deputy chair. The union needs successful, forward-thinking people like David. What do you reckon?
I don't know. There's something I've always thought about, but... Then I'm already on the parish council.
You could always give that up.
I suppose so. I'm sorry, my brain cells aren't working at all.
That's okay. You need to mull it over.
Besides, my steam is escaping.
Right then. Now that I've finished being your secretary, I might actually get out to check the ewes.
Oh, I hate being ill.
I'll see you later. Go and tuck yourself up again.
Yeah. Say hello to the sheep for me.
No, what now?
David? David, where are you?
Oh, I don't believe it.
Come on, lazy bones, don't hide now.
Is that Kenton?
Who else would it be?
I know you're in there. Stop
maneuvering. Oh, for heaven's sake, please, Ruth, don't let him in.
A kiss? But Jill...
Oh, don't you blush. You must have guessed the truth. Come take me in your arms right now.
She really means it. Struth!
Very nice. Lean her further back if you can.
Oh.
Wonderful.
I love you, Jack.
I love you too. I've longed for your caress. There's one more thing I have to ask.
Down on one knee.
Please be my wife.
Oh, yes!
Beautiful. That was marvellous, girl.
Really? It was okay?
Oh, yes. It was so romantic. There won't be a dry eye in the house.
Hey, maybe you'll give Tom some ideas.
Oh, don't say that.
Right.
I'm not ready for a proposal from anybody yet.
Could we try it without the scripts now?
Oh. I suppose.
Good. We'll put them down then.
Sure. Okay. From the top of the scene.
Thank you.
Right.
In your own time, then?
Yes. Sorry, what was the first line again?
Kenton, honestly, I can look after myself.
No, I have my instructions. Ruth says that you need taken care of. Come on, let's plumb up these pillows.
Fine as they are.
You must be feeling terrible now. Sit forward. No, that's it. Such a horrible virus. I mean, not me for six.
Yeah, all right.
There. How's that?
It's better, thank you.
Good. Now, come on, drink your squash. Oh, I know just what you're going through.
No,
all of it. Your bones ache. Your temperature's all over the place. I bet you feel giddy when you stand up, don't you?
Fine. I believe you. You weren't pretending to be ill.
What's that?
That's what you want to hear, isn't it?
Doesn't it sound like you really mean it?
I do. You were at death's door, all right?
Okay. Although, to be honest, I don't think I was ever as sick as you. You look really terrible.
Oh, God, I give up. I haven't got time to be ill like this.
Now, hey, don't be so impatient.
It's our anniversary tomorrow. It's going to be romantic, isn't it, with me festering here in bed?
No, I'm being serious now, Dave. Look. There's no point you just rushing back to things before you're really ready. No one is expecting you to get better soon.
What?
We'll just have to find, you know, somewhere to do without you at rehearsals.
Oh, I get it. You just want to skive.
No. Look, come on. We can do that slapstick routine standing on our heads.
No, we can't.
Look, nonsense. Yeah. A couple of runs and we'll be spot on. Look, just trust me, bro. It's going to be fun.
Oh, that was terrible.
No.
I could barely remember one line.
Oh, you'll get there. With a few more rehearsals.
Is Linda serious about this? 10 o'clock in the morning.
It's when she's not working.
She might not be. Oh, I suppose I could come in early one evening.
Well, just write your name in the box. Don't worry. I'm struggling for time too.
do the pen, Fallon.
Cheers.
The golf club's so much more hectic than I was expecting. I could really do with a hand front of house.
You mean with a panto?
Yeah, I've been trying to think, but everyone's so busy.
What about that girl who's helping with Tom's pigs?
Oh, Hannah, yeah. She seems game for a laugh.
Really?
I could ask if you want.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, sure.
I haven't dared mention it to Linda. At least not until I had a solution.
Speaking of which.
Oh.
Kathy!
Oh, I need to rush. I should have been at the pub 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, me too.
Bye then.
Oh, are you going, girls?
Yep.
Well, Fallon, remember, keep hammering those lines.
I will do.
Now, how are we doing?
Ah.
Let's see. Have you managed to get more people to sign up for rehearsals?
It's not brilliant.
Is that it?
Well, people are very busy.
I know, but don't they realise how soon the performances are?
Linda, about the front
honestly,
of house...
Honestly, I'm prepared to sacrifice my spare time. You'd have thought others could do the same.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm going to do now. Well, I just have to work doubly hard in the rehearsals we do have.
Right.
I'm sorry, Kathy, you were saying...
It's okay, Linda. It doesn't matter.
Hello.
I didn't know if you were asleep.
No, no. Oh, just dozing.
So Kenton went then?
Eventually.
Well, you said you wanted company.
Oh, what's this?
Chicken sweet corn soup.
Mm.
I thought, as we won't be celebrating at the Golden Dragon tomorrow night...
Oh, thank you. Did you get this specially?
No, it's been knocking around at the back of the cupboard for ages. Didn't it, though?
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I would give you a kiss, but...
No, 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 that's okay.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, you too.
Mmm.
How is it? Is it all right?
Yeah, thanks. Oh, honestly, what a time to get ill.
Well, never mind. You can't do anything about it, can you?
Well, I suppose.
You just need to concentrate on getting healthy. You can worry about the panto then.
No, you don't.
What?
You can't put your feet up yet. Me and William ain't finished working.
Yeah, get to it, Dad. All these feathers still need clearing up.
Hey, don't you start. Tucked up nice and warm in here while me and your granddad have been freezing our fingers off, wringing their necks.
Hey, it's not that warm. There's a howling gale comes under that door.
Oh, let me look. Come in for a bit of a warm.
Oh, of course, Joe. Get yourself by the heater.
Yeah, a bit different from when it's the cider club in here, eh, Dad?
Oh, okay.
Oh, come on, bag up some of these feathers, will you, Eddie? Oh. Still some coffee in the flask if you want it, Joe.
Mum's been telling me about the panto. Apparently, you're not making a very good cow's backside, Dad.
Hey, what is this, eh? Criticise the poor old man, don't
you? Ah, I'm only teasing.
Shouldn't be in that cow costume anyway.
No, don't start that again.
Oh, what's this?
Your dad thinks he should be playing the dame.
Well, at least I would have known me lines by
don't
now.
No, just leave it.
Oh, Mike's been here with the flu, you see, so he's a bit behind. Oh, and now David's come down with it. To be honest, the whole thing's looking pretty ropey.
Oh, dear. Right, there we go.
Oh, that your last one?
Yep. How are you getting on, Mum?
Oh, nearly done.
Great. Well, I think we've done pretty well. Still not too late.
No.
Remember, we need to put a couple aside for Alan to take to the homeless place.
Yeah, I know.
It's a good cause, Eddie.
Yeah, so's my bank account. It could do with a bit of charity.
Well, at least we ain't got loads of turkeys left to flog this year.
Ah.
There. Finished.
Oh, well done.
And me, bird.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good job done, that is.
Yeah. Well, big pat on the back to all of us, eh?
Right. I'll go and hang these in the container.
All right, love.
Do you need me to give you a hand?
No, well, I can manage.
You'll be fine, Eddie.
Oh, I'm only asking.
Yeah, just you keep bagging up them feathers. Oh, and pass the flask over, Joe.
Will! How you doing? You getting on all right, O.C.?
Yeah, fine. What are you doing here? I thought you couldn't come down today.
Well, I finished earlier than I expected. I thought I'd come and see you.
Right, well, Mum and Dad are in the...
But how are you? How's the day been going?
Fine, yeah. These are the last of the birds.
Oh, really?
So I'm not sure what there's left for you to do, but everyone else is in the shed.
Right.
So if you want to say hello...
No, look, I'll come with you. Hang these things up.
Oh, well.
Give us a couple of them.
Edward?
Oh, hiya, Dad.
Oh, I thought I heard your voice, so we weren't expecting to see you.
Well, I thought I'd drop round. Okay?
Sure, whatever.
Yeah, back in a bit.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, I need to ask you a favour, actually, Dad. Oliver's given me a couple of days off this week. I was hoping you could cover the milking.
Yeah, it depends when it is, but yeah, I can probably fit it in, so long as I'm not at Rookfield.
Oh, thanks.
So that was Edward, then?
Hmm?
Yeah, it was.
Well, that's good, isn't it? What was he saying?
Oh, not much.
Nice to see the boys working together, isn't it, matey?
Yeah.
Maybe this could be the start of something.
So, what time do you think you'll be over on Christmas Eve, then?
I'm not sure. I'm working in the morning.
Well, just give us a ring when you head off, eh? No phone at Rickyard, so...
Right.
You've got our mobiles, haven't you?
Yeah.
Just give me or Emma a call and we'll get George ready, yeah?
Fine.
Yeah, arrive as early as you like and all. I'm sure you want to spend as much time with him as possible.
Yeah, I will, thanks.
There's no problem. Right, he's getting quite excited now.
What's that?
Well, George, you know, when I put him to bed last night, he asked if Father Christmas was coming.
Did he?
Well, I told him Santa won't visit until your daddy gets here, but he's really looking forward to it.
Look, Ed, I don't know what you're trying to do here.
I'm just saying...
I made the arrangements for Christmas with Mum.
Yeah, no, I'm just checking you're okay with it.
I'm fine. I don't need your permission to pick up George.
Yeah, I never said you did.
Just don't push it. We know what we're doing. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Look, I might get back to the shed.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, I do hope they're all right.
They'll be fine. They're not going to fight or anything.
Well, we don't know.
They know. You know they're both trying to move on.
Don't you worry, Clary, love. I got a good feeling about this.
Maybe. Oh, William, is everything okay?
Yeah.
Where's Edward?
Oh, he's just locking the container.
Ah.
Oh, right. Well, come on, then. Sit here by the heater.
Actually, I think I might head off now.
What?
Well, there's not much more I can do, is there?
But surely you'll want to come back for summer to eat.
Yeah, or to the pub. I bet you could down a bite, couldn't you, Dad?
Oh,
No, I should get back. It's a bit of a drive after all. And there's always plenty to do there.
Well, okay.
Oh, you're all right, everyone. Oh, hi, Grandad.
Oh, Edward.
How's it all going, then?
Your brother's going back to Gloucestershire now.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So I'll see you next week, then.
Yeah, all right, love.
Thanks for coming over to help.
Oh, yeah.
No worries. Bye, then.
Bye, William.
A safe drive back.
Right, then. What can I do to help?
You okay?
Yeah. Sorry, you were the last person I was expecting.
Is this a good time?
Of course, I was just putting some laundry on. Mum's out with the kids, but no, it's lovely to see you.
Well, I've just been over in Ironbridge, and you can probably see I'm a bit messy.
Don't worry, I'm not much better.
What are you talking about? You look fine.
Oh, well, thanks.
So...
Yeah, come in.
Do you mind if I use your bathroom to clean up a bit?
No, that's fine. You know where it is.
Cheers.
Put the kettle on, shall I?
Now, what shall we have?
Oh, no, I'm fine with tea, thanks, Dad.
You sure?
Yeah, I've got to go and do the milking in a little while.
Right, okay. Ooh, what about a bit of the brandy we brought back from Torremolinos?
Oh, that'd be nice. Oh, So, which days are you taking off then, Edward?
Well, I can do whenever Dad's free. Then me and Emma, we can go Christmas shopping together, if that's all right with
you. Yeah, I'll cover for you.
Remember you're doing extra shifts at Brookfield?
Yeah, I know.
And we've got rehearsals.
I just won't be able to go.
Eddie!
This is paid work, Clary. I'd be a real cow's backside if I turn that down.
All right, then.
So, Oliver reckoned you deserve some time off then, did he?
Yeah, it was his suggestion.
Yeah, I should think so too. You work hard enough for him. There you go, love.
How tar.
Well, he realised I hadn't had a break since the summer, so...
Hey, you could take Georgie to the grotto in Underwoods. That'd have been nice.
Oh, yeah, he'd love that.
You all right, Dad?
Oh, he's feeling warmed up. Is the radiator in down in the toilet?
Well, should be.
Well, now you've been, I think I'll brave the cold and all.
All right, love.
I've... poured a nip of your Spanish brandy for you, Daddy.
Oh,
celebrate a job well done.
Oh, lovely. Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Ready to spot. Ed, you said anything yet about what him and Will was talking about?
No, I ain't asked.
He's given me a couple of days' work, though.
Oh, what?
Milking at Grangeville.
I'm sure it's why he left.
Aye.
William, because of Edward turning up.
Oh, well, we don't know that. Maybe William really did need to head back.
You believe that?
I've no idea. But at least they've spoken now. It's a start.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I mean, they were never going to fling their arms around each other.
I'll come along to Grange Farm with you, Eddie.
What?
When you do some milking, give you a hand with the cows.
No, that's okay, Dad. You don't need to. You all right, love?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, well, why not? I like seeing the milking go through at Grange Farm.
Eh?
So it's a welcome along.
Oh, Dad, you don't need to. It's only a small herd.
Oh, you might want my expertise.
I'll just get the cows through nice and quickly.
Yeah,
and...
well, that's what I mean. I can give you a hand.
I'm better off milking on me own.
I'll stop bickering you two. There's enough of that in this family.
I'm sorry, love. Really, I don't think you need to worry. The boys have talked to each other. William's coming home for Christmas, and he'll have little Georgie.
I just wish he could have stayed.
I know. But it's a first step, isn't it? And who knows how much further they might come.
Was that all he said?
Yeah, but it was the way he said it. Like he thought he was Georgie's father or something. Telling me I could come as early as I want. I'll come whenever I damn please.
Maybe he was just trying to be nice. He can't stop you being George's dad.
He's the one who's with him all the time, though. Putting him to bed, reading him stories. Oh, I just wish I lived a little closer.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Is it?
Before, you didn't even want to see George.
I guess.
And OK, so what if Ed lorded it over you a bit? You coped. I think you've done really well. I do. You're a good man, Will. You shouldn't be so hard on yourself.
Thanks.
Look, do you want to stay for tea or something? It won't be anything fancy, but...
No, I'd better not.
Oh, you'd be more than welcome.
Oh, I've taken up too much of your time already.
I know the kids would love to see you.
I can, I'm sorry. I need to get back and make some calls for the home farm shoot. Pete's short of a couple of beaters for Boxing Day. I said I'd help him out.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for putting up with me and my smelly clothes anyway.
Oh, I didn't notice. Oh.
What?
Hold on a minute, there's something I need to give you. I actually bought this for Jake, but after he gave me those wonderful presents...
Oh, no.
Look, I can always get him something else.
No, you don't have to.
Please, I want George to have it.
Nick.
Take it.
Well, all right.
And you can tell him it's from me.
Thanks.
It's all right.
It's very sweet of you.
Well, I'll be thinking of you down the road in Ambridge when we open our presents. We're not going anywhere for Christmas, so if you want...
Yeah, I hope you have a nice day too.
Sure. Well,
thanks again for this.
Oh,
it's all right, I can see myself out.
No,
it's fine.
Oh, don't be silly, I'll come with you.
Okay, then.
You can at least let me wave you goodbye.
And he stays over in your room?
Yeah. It's a bit cramped, but it's fine.
I'm sure it is. And then you drove back on Saturday.
Yeah, that's right.
It's ridiculous. Really is. They had to squeeze all her stuff into Alice's tiny car.
Mum, we managed. I left some stuff down there anyway.
Well, your father and I could have driven down and helped you.
Mm. And you've made some good friends, have you?
Yeah. Everyone on my corridor's great. Oh, I met loads of people through the university air squadron.
Yeah, your mum was telling me you've been flying.
Yeah, that's right.
How wonderful. Oh, to be young again. Sounds like you're having a ball, darling. Oh,
yeah.
Excuse me.
I still wish I was a bit closer to home, though, you know, because of Chris.
Oh, well, you've got your holidays together.
Yeah, I'm not seeing enough of him, though. He's got a lot on. Pete's asked him to beat at the shoot on Boxing Day.
Alice, do you think you could take these nibbles through to the drawing room for me, please?
Mm, yeah, sure.
Good.
Mm. Then I think I'm going to change my shoes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bless. Sounds if she and Christopher are pretty serious about each other.
Seem to be. Where's Brian got to? People will start arriving soon.
Oh, maybe Matt's found him.
Yes, perhaps. Have you seen Mum today?
Yeah, I popped over this morning to help with the new garden furniture.
Is Jack getting on any better with Barney?
Not sure. He had a plaster on his face today.
Who did? Jack?
Barney was trying to help him shave, but he didn't like it.
Oh, dear. Never even occurred to me that he'd find having a male carer so difficult.
Well, Barney's very good, though, isn't he? I mean, he's ever so patient.
Yes, but does Mum think so?
Yeah, she thinks he's marvellous.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, well, that's something, I suppose. I was so worried when I saw how Jack was with him. I thought Mum might decide he was no good.
Oh, no. I think she's just happy to accept the help.
That's good. Oh, gosh, here we go.
Oh, darling, don't forget to take your pinny
off. Right.
There's somebody at the door.
Thank you, Matt. I heard.
Oh, there you are.
Don't suppose you've seen Brian, have you?
No, sorry.
Oh, right.
Is there a problem?
Why should there be a problem?
Well, you've been on your phone all this time.
Oh, no, it was just an awkward client. I've dealt with it now.
You sure?
Of course. Now, this is meant to be a drinks party, isn't it? So where's the drink?
Adam?
Oh, hi, Brian.
Are you coming to Jenny's drinks, Stu?
I expect so, just as soon as I'm finished.
How are you getting on?
Fine. Only a couple more pence to put up.
Well, don't work too hard. I'm sure everyone would love to see you.
Sure. Brian?
Yeah?
I've been thinking. The Oxford Farming Conference starts on the 5th of Jan.
I know. Why, are you thinking you're going?
I thought I might. Would you mind holding the fort in here with the lammy?
No.
You sure?
Of course. No, it won't be a problem.
Thanks. You shouldn't have to do too much. Adrian's very capable, and there's always Eddie. He's never one to turn down a few extra shifts.
Oh, don't worry. That'd be a good excuse for me to get out of the office.
Oh, yeah?
It's always good to keep your hand in.
Hello?
Hi.
Ah, Tom.
Found you. Auntie Jen sent me out to look for you.
Have you just arrived?
Yeah. She says she needs you back at the house straight away.
Oh, well, sounds like you've been summoned, Brian.
Doesn't it, just?
You better jump straight to it.
What's the problem, Alice? You know the Stretfields?
I know Venetia.
Oh, go on. I'm sure he'd rather speak to someone his own age.
Simone's talking to him.
Well, I'm sure he'd rather talk to you.
Mum!
Look, you're not children anymore, Alice. He's grown up to be a really charming young man.
I know exactly what he's like.
Oh, come on.
But Chris is going to be here soon.
I know, but in the meantime...
Jenny, have you seen Matt anywhere?
What, again?
He's disappeared. Alice, you haven't seen him.
No, sorry.
Right, well, I'll just keep on looking.
He might be talking to Brian. Alice, where are you going?
To wait for Chris.
Oh, stop being so unsociable. And if you won't say hello to him, then I'll do it for you.
Mum! Well, all right. I'll go and talk to him. Honestly.
Well, take that frown off your face.
Mum.
Oh, Adam, you made it.
Oh, not really dressed for it.
Don't worry. Would you like a drink? There's wine or there's punch or...
Actually, I could do with a coffee.
Oh, right. Well,
Don't worry, I'll make it.
Are you sure?
Yeah. So, who's that?
Sorry?
The guy talking to Alice, the one you're staring at.
Oh, that's Sebastian Stretfield, Crispin and Miranda's son.
Oh, right.
And he's in his second year at university, a law degree.
And is that his girlfriend?
No. That's Simone Humphreys.
I was going to say, the way he's eyeing up Alice.
Mm-hmm. I think he's single.
Is he indeed? Mm. I reckon Chris had better watch his back. He's definitely taken a shine to him.
Yes.
Sorry, Lillian, I haven't seen him.
No.
Oh, well.
He might be in the kitchen.
No, I've looked in there. I didn't seem to be able to hang on to him for more than 5 minutes.
Well, it is a party. He's probably off socialising.
Well, he should be socialising with me. I'm at a Christmas do with no date.
I'm sure he'll turn up.
Yeah, well, Chris Carter should be along later. Maybe he'll bring a chum or two to play with.
Lillian, I really...
Oh, relax, Brian. I'll go and find Matt.
Thank God for that. Whiskey, Tom?
No, I'd better not. I'm driving. I'll have some of these crisps, though.
Yeah, help yourself. So, how are you getting on with Hannah?
Fine, yeah, she's great. She's gone and got herself involved in the panto.
Really?
Yeah, just doing front of house.
I didn't see her with the pigs today.
No, she's been working over at my place.
All right, well, fair enough. However you want to use her, just as long as the work here gets done.
Yes, sure.
How's things, anyway?
Everything's set. Going according to plan.
Right. So the bacon's on track?
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, is there any way we could cut the cost a bit with the sausages?
I'm not with you.
Well, let's face it, the margins still aren't great. And what with this downturn?
So what have you got in mind?
I don't know, I mean... Maybe we could make more use of belly pork. That should save a bit.
No way.
You think about it, Tom. Don't just dismiss it out of hand.
It would mean more fat. And if there's more fat, there's more shrinkage.
All right.
You know as well as I do, that's one of our main selling points. Our bangers don't shrink on cooking. If we start cutting the quality...
I'm only talking about 5% here, Tom. I'm not about to wreck the brand.
That's what you'll do if you're not careful. It wouldn't take much.
Okay, Tom. God, it was only a thought.
Yeah, well, you can forget it.
Come on, this is supposed to be a social occasion.
Our sales are holding up amazingly, Brian. You know that. Because people want to give themselves a treat at home to make up for not going out so
often.
Which
is great.
Yeah, and which is why we'd be mad to downgrade the product. I mean, there are loads of cheap mass-market bangers out there.
All right.
But the brand is quality, Brian. Can't scrimp on that.
So we won't. Now, if you'll excuse me, Chortmans have just arrived. Better go and say hello.
No, don't give me that. Because I've just spoken to Mr. Chortman and I know what he told you. Yeah, well, I don't blame him.
Matt?
I think C3PL have been more than lenient. You're not the only one having a hard time.
Oh, there you are.
No.
Tiger!
Yes, what? No, I'm not listening anymore. If you haven't fulfilled your obligations by close of business on Friday, they'll be... Yes, that's right. Serious repercussions. Goodbye.
What was all that about?
Nothing, just work.
I'm not a fool, Matt. Come on, what's going on? Is everything okay?
Yes, everything's fine. I'm a property developer, Lillian, at a time when nobody's developing property.
All right.
What do you expect?
I'm only trying to help.
Then stop sticking your nose in. Look, things are just difficult. There's nothing for you to worry about, though.
Fine. I'll just stay out of it.
Who's that?
I think it must be Chris.
Who?
Alice's boyfriend.
Oh, right. Well, I suppose I'd better show me face. Unless you want a cigarette?
No. Let's get back in the warm.
Oh, well, I thought he seemed quite nice.
Basti Stretfield. Just so full of himself.
Well, he looks nice anyway.
Oh, right, I see.
What, don't you think so?
Alice!
Hardly.
Christopher's here!
Ah, but then you've only got eyes for a certain Prince Charming.
Yeah. Excuse me.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't say no.
Oh, shut up, Adam. You're appalling.
Sorry, Tom. It's all right. Hiya. How's it going? Oh, dear. That doesn't sound good.
No, I've just been speaking to Brian. You won't believe what he was asking me to do.
Go on, surprise me.
He wants me to cheapen the ingredient list. The sausages, I mean.
Does he now?
Seriously compromising the quality.
Did he mean it?
I think so. He said it was just a suggestion. And I told him if we put short-term profit ahead of retaining our customer base, it's going to be a disaster.
Well, it sounds like you stood your ground.
I guess. It's just...
Look, Tom, you don't need to tell me what Brian can be like. Pretty much everything I've done on this farm, I've had to fight him for.
The soft fruit, the venison.
No, sure.
I mean, he makes you feel like you haven't a clue how to run a business.
Exactly. It's as though he thinks I don't want us to succeed.
But all he really wants is for you to prove you've thought everything through.
But if he's got a different ethos, you know, different ethics...
You just need to stick to your guns. Listen, Brian thinks a lot of you. And he knows the product and the values you bring to it.
You think?
Of course. He wouldn't have gone into business with you otherwise.
Maybe.
Honestly, Tom, just hold your line. I promise, if you do that, you'll be fine.
Heaven knows what the matter is. I mean, obviously business can't be good, but there has to be more to it than that.
Well, like what?
I don't know. His mother, maybe? I mean, he sent a card to the nursing home and he hasn't heard back.
Oh, I suppose it could be that. But times are tough, Lillian. You only have to pick up a paper.
Yes, I know all that. But I mean, there's time for work and a time for parties, and this is definitely the latter.
Mum.
Tired of him being so grumpy. He's in such a peculiar mood.
Oh, well.
Mum.
Yes, darling, what is it?
I'm going now.
What?
Well, some of Chris's mates are down at the Feathers. We're going to meet them.
Oh, are we going to see him?
Well, it's not really his thing.
But what about Sebastian? Oh,
what about him, Mum? I said hello. I've got to go. He's waiting in the car.
All right, bye, sweetie. Have fun.
Oh, yes, bye.
Well, that foiled you.
What?
Trying to pair Alice off with the Stretfield boy. I can see what you're up to, and it's disgraceful.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What is the matter with lovely Chris?
Nothing. I just think that Alice should keep her options open.
Really? Well, you're going to have to try an awful lot harder than that.
Sounds like they're having a Merry Christmas, eh?
Mm.
If they're like that now, I dread to think what state they'll be in by closing time.
Yeah.
Still, probably going to have more fun than I will tonight.
What are you doing then?
I said I'd try to get back for the panto rehearsal, carry on working on the beanstalk. Ah, well, at least my car hasn't been towed away this week. That's something.
Yeah.
You okay, Ryan? You seem very quiet.
No, I'm not great.
I didn't think so. You hardly said anything in the meeting.
I've lost my job, Alistair. Friday.
What happened?
What do you mean, what happened? They fired me.
Well, there must have been a reason, though.
It's just cutbacks, isn't it? They're getting shot of people. I hadn't been working there very long.
Yeah, but a week before Christmas.
Tell me about it. The landlord's on my back. He says if I miss another month, he's going to kick us out.
Oh, Ryan.
So I just thought...
What?
Well, that was my last paycheck. No one's taking on staff.
So you took it to the bookies?
Yeah. I took it to the bookies, all right?
Thanks, Mike.
Well, they're heavy, these costumes, aren't they?
Yeah, just a bit. I had to leave the cow costume the next week. I just couldn't fit it all in the car.
Right.
Oh, right, let's dump this lot on the stage for the time being.
There you are.
Oh. So, you're still staying at Neil and Susan's, are you?
Yeah. I mean, I could go home, really, but...
Well, you're sounding much better.
Oh, I'm getting there, but... Well, the builders seem to shut up shop for the holidays.
Already?
Well, in fairness, there is a problem with the dividing wall.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we've had to order a new RSJ and it's going to take a while to arrive.
Oh, that's a shame.
No, I don't reckon there's going to be much progress till after Christmas. In the meantime, there's this half-built wall running through the middle of the house.
Oh, well, you're much better off staying at Neil and Susan's then.
Yeah, I reckon so, and I get to come back to a nice hot meal every day.
Oh, smashing.
So, where's the dame's outfits then?
There should be three of them.
No. You'll need to take those through to the dressing room, I'm afraid.
Yes, I know. I just need to sort through them.
Well, Lorna said she was going to come tonight so we can try out some makeup.
Oh, right.
Fine, just as long as the stage is clear.
And it will be, Linda.
I'm sorry, I'm just rather anxious to make a swift start. We're so terribly behind, and the extra rehearsals have been a farce so far.
Yes, well, I'll be out of your way in a few minutes.
Eddie and Clary were meant to come in earlier, but they cried off.
Oh, yeah, but he's been milking down at Grange Farm today.
And tomorrow, apparently. Something to do with Ed and Emma going shopping.
Yeah, that's right.
Christopher's supposed to be here to prompt, but no sign of him yet.
No, he's probably with Alice.
What?
Yes, Jennifer had her little Christmas drinks due last night. As soon as Chris turned up, Alice rushed off.
Oh, I see. Well, he's meant to be here, learning the sound cues from Fallon.
How's David, by the way, Shula?
Oh, not great, I don't think. Mum says he's better than he was, but he's still not well.
Oh, dear.
Aha! Hey, this looks like it could be mine.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Oh, that's fabulous. Just look at that.
See? Mm. Yes. This is going to need a bit of stitching round the hem.
Yeah, well, I can do that.
No, it's great, though, isn't it? I mean, don't you think?
Mm, it'll do.
Ah, well, excuse me. I'd better go and check it fits.
Here we go. Do you want to sit down?
Yeah, fine.
At least it's a bit quieter here.
Hmm.
So, bad times for you.
You could say that.
But you've been doing so well. Really making progress. Isn't that right?
Alistair.
What?
I never really stopped. Look, I know I shouldn't have lied to everyone, but I don't know, I was so ashamed. You've been so good to me.
So you've been gambling all this time?
God, you must think I'm such a loser.
No.
I'm so sorry.
You don't have to apologise, Ryan. You just have to be honest.
I know.
We can't help you otherwise.
But if I didn't owe so much money, I can't sleep just thinking about it. That one big win that would mean I could pay off all my debts and give up.
No. If you were a millionaire, you'd still be a gambler. You can't use your debts as an excuse.
What am I going to do? As soon as my wife finds out, she's going to leave me.
Haven't you told her?
I've still been getting up in the morning and pretending I'm going to work. Tim keeps going on about what presents he wants. I mean, I don't even know where the food's going to come from this Christmas.
Hey, come on.
What kind of dad am I anyway?
It's not your fault you lost your job. Maybe, if you're honest.
No.
I'm not saying your wife won't be angry.
She's told me already. One more time and she's taking Tim and she's going. It's what her mum's wanted her to do for ages.
Oh, Ryan.
I don't suppose you could lend me a few quid, could you? It doesn't have to be much, just enough to tide me over.
I won't do it, Ryan.
At least then I can give Tim a bit of a Christmas.
If I gave you some money, you'd be straight down the bookies with it.
Please, Alistair. I'm not talking much. 50 quid would make a difference.
I'm sorry.
Fine.
Where are you going?
None of your business.
I'll do anything I can to help, but I'm not giving you money.
It's all right. I get it.
I'll see you when I get back from Scotland.
I don't know. You might do.
Lovely, Phil. Thank you. I was stopped there. Fallon, that was fine. We can't really tell how that's going to look until we have our beanstalk. Right, now. Excuse me. Everyone. Hello. Thank you. We haven't got David or Kenton, so we'll have to go on to the following scene. That's Jack returning and presenting Dame Trot with a golden egg. Could I have Mike, please?
Linda?
Oh, Shula. Is Alistair coming tonight?
I'm not sure. He's on call.
Oh, no.
I have to go soon.
I need to talk to him about how we're going to hide the ladder.
Now, this skirt, it's the first one I've finished. Linda?
What?
For the dance troupe. Are you happy with it?
Yes, thank you. I'm sure Angela will have something to say. But no, that's lovely. Where has Mike got to?
And what about the dame's wig?
Yes, they're fine too.
Yeah, but which one for which costume?
Oh, I don't know. You decide.
But
I'm sorry, Shula, but I can't do everything. I have to find Mike.
But Linda...
Has anyone seen Mike Tucker?
Oh, never mind. There. Look in the mirror. What do you think?
Oh, yes.
You like it?
I like it. Oh, that's fantastic, Lorna. Oh, I love the beauty spot.
It's supposed to be a wart.
Oh, a wart? A wart? Oh, how rude of you, you naughty girl.
Careful.
Oh, boy. I'm starting to feel quite like her.
Come here. I think you could do with some more blusher.
All right. I'd like my lips to be fuller, too.
Okay.
Oh, what about me eyelashes?
What about them?
Don't you think I need fake ones?
Oh, yes. We could get some of those big sparkly ones.
Oh, Shula.
Hi there.
So, which wig's it going to be for me first dress?
She says it's up to you.
Oh, no, we're out of tunes.
Well, I like the pink one.
You'd better get out there quickly, though. Linda's looking for you and she's not in a good mood.
Right, well, in that case...
Here, give those to me, Shu.
Oh, thanks.
Let me try the orange one.
Just hang the costumes on the rail when you're finished. Right. I'm getting out of here. Darling, hello? Are you back? Alistair?
Yeah?
Where are you?
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't sure if you were home. Are you okay?
Yeah. Just having a soak. How was the rehearsal?
Oh, don't ask. Linda's getting so stressed about time, and it really doesn't help.
Oh, dear.
It just makes everyone else uptight. We're all trying our best. It's no use us snapping at everyone.
Right.
To be honest, you were better off not being there.
Hmm.
Alistair?
Yeah?
Are you sure you're all right?
Sorry. It's just been a long, long day.
Okay. Well, I'll leave you to relax.
Thanks. Do you think you could shut the door for me?
Oh, yes, of course.
Ta.
I'll see you in a bit, then.
Yes, all right, love. I won't be long.
Oh, Jack, dear Jack, it breaks my heart. Ooh.
Yes?
It breaks my heart.
Keep going.
Sorry.
To see you coming back.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Without my precious cow,
Daisy.
Daisy.
Alas.
Alas. Alas, alack. Oh, whoa!
Oh, for goodness sake!
No, I'm sorry, Linda, it's me bosoms.
Well, if they keep slipping down, just chuck the padding away for now.
Oh.
Excuse me, could you keep it down, please?
Look, I can't have my chest falling out on the notes.
I know, but at this moment we need to concentrate on the lines. And don't prompt him so quickly, Lorna. He needs to try and remember.
But Linda...
Now, let's continue.
Are you sure I can't have my script?
No.
Oh.
Please, we're trying to rehearse up here. Excuse me.
Linda, right? Oh, this is stupid.
Here, let me put a couple more pins in that corset.
I mean, what's she expect me to do? I can't remember me lines if I haven't learnt them. Ow!
Oh, sorry.
Oh, so how am I looking?
I'm not sure. We haven't got your bust right yet.
Oh?
Maybe if I just... Oh, oops.
What?
Sorry, I pinned that too high. You're a bit...
What?
Lopsided.
Lopsided?
Hold on.
What are you making me look like, woman?
Right.
Stop manhandling me.
I'm sorry about that. Could we carry on, please?
In a second, Liz.
That's worse. What's the matter?
The other side slipped down now.
It's a good thing you're not a plastic surgeon.
Right, that's it. Take it out.
Eh?
We are here to put on a pantomime, not mess around in silly costumes.
Yeah, all right.
Get rid of the cleavage.
I'll do it.
There's no need to shout, you know.
Mike, don't you realise how little time we have left? We have to make the most of every rehearsal.
Well, I'm going to need my script then.
What?
Well, if we're carrying on, I'm going to have it. I don't know me lines.
But why don't you know them?
I haven't had the time.
Oh, Mike, I can do pretty well everything else, but I can't learn your lines for you.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Dad.
Oh, dear, honestly. How are we meant to rehearse properly if you're still on the book? We should have been past this stage at least 2 weeks ago.
Well, but there's no point getting into a tiz about it.
We need to be moving so much faster.
We're sorry, Linda.
Honestly, if we don't start making progress soon, well, then this panto is going to be nothing but a complete farce.
Jay, yeah, what do you think?
Oh, ooh. Well, now what we'll be watching Christmas Day.
Yeah, well, I thought now you got your big posh telly.
Yeah, you like that, Edward.
Oh, you'll be very pleased, yeah.
Hey, Clara.
Oh, quick, now put it away.
All right, Edward.
Oh, yeah?
What are you doing here?
We were on our way back from shopping in Birmingham. We thought we'd drop by.
Emma and George are in the front room.
Oh, right. Well,
I was thinking, actually, love.
You ain't seen my car keys, have you?
No, I don't know where they are.
What?
Well, on Christmas Day, when you collect George, why don't you and Emma stay for a bit? You know, slice of cake or something.
Yeah, sure. You might want to check with them.
Oh, well, it would be nice if you could, Steve.
Yeah, then George can spend a bit more time with his dad.
Ah, there they are. Right, I'm off.
Eddie, we need to find some time to practice our dance. Linda were in such a temper last night. She's going to be furious if we don't get it right.
Yeah, OK, when I get back.
Oh, you're going to Grange Farm?
Yeah.
Right, hold on.
Hey, Dad.
How's the milking been going?
Fine. Yeah, you don't need to come with me.
Yeah, just give me a minute, get me boots on.
You came with me yesterday.
Yeah, I want you to come again, keep an eye on you.
I don't need keeping an eye on.
Are you sure everything's OK?
Yeah, of course. I just don't want to keep the cows waiting.
Well, because I can always come down with you,
No, you enjoy the rest of your day off.
Well, I'm ready. You're the one holding things up.
Fine. Come if you have to.
Well, we'll see you later, Terry, love.
Yeah, okay, Joe.
Happy now? Come on, then. Let's get this over with.
Not that late, am I?
No, but my mum won't be out for long. She's only gone to pick up Rory.
Sorry, Dad needed a hand at the flat.
Oh, right.
What?
So, plumbing in a bath's more important than seeing me now, is it?
Of course not. I skived the rehearsal last night, didn't I? Mum said Linda was fuming.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm only home for a while.
I know, but you'll like it when Peggy agrees to rent me the flat and I got a place of my own.
Yeah, take that off.
Hey, no more eavesdropping parents. Proper double bed.
I can think of something else I'd like.
Alice? Oh. Hello?
Oh, no, it's Mum.
Yeah,
quick, put your shirt back on.
Where are you, darling?
Put it on.
You and your
mom.
Chris, hurry up.
Go as fast as I can.
I need
doesn't
to know what it's like.
Hang on a sec.
Are you in there? Oh, I'm sorry.
Mum.
Oh, I didn't mean to.
Hi.
Hello, Christopher.
What do you want?
Well... Well, I just wasn't sure if you needed feeding tonight.
I don't know. What do you reckon, Chris?
Well, it's fine if you do.
Well, actually, I think we might head over to yours.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
It's all right, I don't mind.
No, we'll look after ourselves.
Okay, well, I...
Bye.
Yes, it's all right. Bye! Oh...
I don't know whether Edward will be able to get round her, but it would be nice to have the whole family together at Christmas.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
After all, I don't know how many I got left.
Dad.
Oh, it's true, you know.
Still, it's...
Well, Mildred's son is bringing his family up from America so they can all be together.
Oh. Oh, right, I see.
Makes you think.
Look, Dad, I know you're sad about Mildred, but... You've got plenty more years ahead of you.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I'm grateful for my health and strength, but it made me think I might visit Elf.
Elf?
Well, I hadn't seen him for so long.
Oh, no.
Well, not since my 80th. I hadn't a clue what he's up to.
Oh, who cares?
Oh, Eddie.
He's no good, Dad.
Well, he might have changed.
A leopard don't change his spots. Oh. Al's been the same since he first nicked them chocolates from Woolies.
Well, he's still my son, Eddie. And he's your brother. I'd like to see him.
So when are you going to go?
Oh, I thought I might get a lift with William when he heads back to Gloucester.
Well, on Christmas Day?
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it? Elf don't live far from him.
Where are you going to stay?
William could put me up. He's living on that big farm.
Oh, all right, then. That's what you really want to do.
Yeah, well, I'll give him a ring this evening.
Right. Hey, go in that glove box, will you? There's a country Christmas CD in there.
What do you want that for?
Look, just get it, will you?
Eddie, I told you the cows don't like it.
I'm not having this argument with you again. Just give me the CD. All right, then, I'll get it.
Oh, all right. Here.
Thank you. Now, you just go and wait by the bail. I'll fetch the cows.
Hello? Anyone about? Mum? Dad?
Oh, it looks like we've got the place to ourselves.
Seems like it. What?
I'm sorry, it's just... Well, those Christmas tree decorations, they're awful, aren't they?
Don't let Mum hear you say that.
Well, she's like, prefers something a bit less... I don't know, a bit less pink.
Me too. But those were Sabrina Thwaites, I'll have you know. Mum adores them.
Where are you going?
Mike had his milk round this morning. He might be having a nap.
Okay.
I'm just going to check he isn't upstairs.
Well, don't be long. Hello? Oh, hi, Busty. What's up? I'm not sure. I don't think so. No, no, not on that night either. Yeah, well, I'm a busy girl, aren't I? That's right. Okay, well, thanks for asking. Okay, then. Busty, how did you get my number? Really? No, no, that's fine. Yeah, bye then. Say hi to Nisha for me. Ugh.
Who was that?
Chris.
Was that Busty Stretfield?
Yeah.
What did he want?
Nothing. Come here.
Alice.
He was just asking me out for a drink. Doesn't matter. I told him to get lost.
Doesn't he know you're going out with me?
I don't know. Chris, maybe.
Didn't you tell him?
Chris! Oh, come on. You're not serious about this, are you? I mean, you should be proud.
Proud?
Yes. Don't you want other guys being jealous of you?
Huh?
Or don't you trust me?
Of course I trust you.
Yeah, well then.
It's just...
What?
I come down to Southampton and there's all your brainy friends. And then there's that bunch of Ra's in the flying squad.
So?
Well, even when you're home, you got morons like Basti sniffing around you.
Look, I told you, I'm not interested in him.
I know, but it's always going to be the same, isn't it? They're always going to be smarter, richer, better looking guys.
Oh, now come on. Is this why you didn't want to come inside on Tuesday night?
I'm just never going to be good enough for you, am I?
Chris, that's rubbish.
It's what your mum thinks.
Yeah, well, who cares what my mum thinks? You're the only one I want to be with. Those guys at uni, they're just boys. You're really making something of yourself. Plus, I fancy you. And the others leave me cold. Honestly, Chris, you've got nothing to worry about.
Okay.
Now come here, you idiot. Your mum's done a grand job with the mistletoe.
I just... wanted to be sure, you know.
Sure about what?
That you felt the same. I really love you, Alice.
Yeah?
I've never felt like this before about anyone.
Yeah, well, that's good. Because, you know what?
What?
I love you too.
Okay, they're all ready.
Right, sure.
You seen the CD player?
Eh?
The ghetto blaster, where is it?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe Oliver Sterling took it.
Dad?
What?
The cows want their music.
No, they don't. It'll just upset them. They ain't like your Brookfield cows.
Oh, right. So Guernseys have got something against Dolly Parton now, have they?
I told you before.
It relaxes them, Dad. They let down the milk better.
Only if they're used to it.
Oh.
Don't matter now any road. You ain't got a machine to play it on.
Where have you put it?
Eh?
Oh, I know you've hidden it somewhere. So where is it?
Hey, what are you accusing me of, then?
Where is it?
You shouldn't have left it lying about.
Oh, blimey.
Eddie?
Now look at it.
Have you found it, then? Oh, dear.
What did you want to do that for?
You have found it, then.
Yeah. Somehow it had mysteriously ended up on the edge of a shelf.
Oh, is it broken?
Of course it's ruddy broken. Well, you're going to have to pay for that.
Hey, now hold on.
Don't you try and get out of it. You put it there.
Oh, I ain't admitted nothing.
Oh, come on.
It's only cheap any road.
Cheap?
Well, it wouldn't have broken like that otherwise.
Listen, I bought that legit. Must have cost me at least 50 quid.
50 quid?
That's right.
Well, I ain't got that kind of money.
Yes, you have. You got that roll of notes you keep in a tobacco tin.
Hey, how do you know about that? You've been poking around my room, have you?
Hey! What's going on?
Oh, Edward.
Hello, son. What are you doing here?
Oh, I was worried. I wanted to check how you were getting on.
Well, yes.
What's happened to your CD player?
Oh, your grandfather got his hands on it.
Only because he wanted to play them Dolly Parton.
What?
Oh, so you admit it now?
Play who, Dolly Parton?
The cows. You know, to put them in the mood.
And I told him they ain't used to it. Yeah, you don't play your music, do you?
Oh, that doesn't matter.
Oh, I see.
Well, it doesn't settle them.
Oh, I suppose having two old fools shouting at each other won't unsettle them at all.
Well,
honestly, all I wanted was for you to cover a couple of shifts. As if having music or not was going to make a difference.
Oh, I know.
Well, we was only trying to help.
Oh, you're right, though.
Huh.
We shouldn't have argued.
Sorry.
Oh, whatever. Let's just hope your bickering hasn't affected the yield.
No.
Oh, come on. Let's put them through together.
Alice? Alice, is that you?
Mum?
Hang on. Don't come in. I'm wrapping presents. Oh, darling.
What do you think you're doing, giving Busty my mobile number?
What?
Don't pretend you didn't.
I'm not.
He's just been on the phone asking me on a date.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I told him no. Hadn't you noticed I do actually have a boyfriend, Mum?
Alice, he came up to me after you'd gone and he said there was a party he thought you might like to go to.
I can't believe he did it.
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but do you really have that big a problem with Chris?
Christopher? No, of course not. Ugh. And it's nothing to do with me, is it, darling?
Yeah, which didn't stop you giving someone else my number.
What?
Did you treat Debbie and Kate this way?
What do you mean?
Well, did you? I mean, you should be happy. I've got someone who cares about me. I mean, it's not like I'm going to get out the duff or drop out of uni or anything.
All right.
Yeah, and why would some slime ball like Basti be better for me anyway?
You're right.
Yeah, you can be such a snob, Mum.
I am so sorry. I promise I won't interfere again.
Yeah, well, good. Because Chris and I are together, and that's the way it's going to stay.
And that's £5, 2.3 kilograms.
Sirloin?
That's right.
There we go.
So you're pleased with your new decorations then?
Yes. They had a lovely selection in Underwoods. We were spoilt for choice.
You must be glad you decided to swap them now.
Well, it makes a change. We've still got Pip's cotton wool snowman on top of the TV though.
Good.
Right then.
Yep. We just need to get the meat boxed up and put in the van. Oh, thanks again for helping, Jill.
My pleasure. I think we've made a good team.
Well, there was no way David could have made it.
No.
At least the customers will be able to read the labels this year.
Poor David. It's really clung on, this flu, hasn't it?
He's getting there, but it's...
It was a shame about your anniversary.
No. Well, I could do without another week like this one.
At least he liked his china tankard.
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry, Jill.
What?
Can you keep those separate? We're delivering them on the way back.
Oh, right.
Thanks. The rest can go together.
So, did Pip have a half day today?
That's right.
That's good. She was able to help you with the donations from school, then?
Pip? No, she rushed off with her friends.
Didn't she go back to the vicarage with you?
No, she helped me load it all into the car. And the elves certainly won't be short of food this Christmas.
It's great she's had such a generous response.
Yeah, and Pat and Tony are providing some veg, and Jonathan's dad has donated some chickens.
Pip should have given you a hand, though.
Well, she wanted to celebrate the end of term. I think they've gone to the cinema.
I see.
Oh,
dear, I think it's going to be an early night for you.
Oh, if only. I've still got so much to do.
Really?
The kitchen looks like a bomb's hit it.
I'd have come over, but there's a rehearsal tonight and I'm doing some costume alterations.
Oh, don't worry, I'll manage. You've done enough. At least we're almost finished here.
Indeed.
Come on, let's start taking this out to the van. Then we can get going.
I suppose she's got a lot on her plate.
There's still no excuse for talking to people like that.
No.
I tell you, I'd a good mind not to come
on
in this evening.
Tips of your hooves.
It weren't my fault I was ill last week.
No, I know. I'm still struggling to learn my lines.
But why'd she have to go and write it all in rhyme anyway?
Listen to the song. You're meant to be skipping through a garden, not clumping through a field somewhere.
Sounds like Clary and Eddie are in trouble.
I'm trying to coax you through it. You're going to have to practice the dance by yourselves. Mm. Now then.
Oh, no, here she comes.
Mike Fallon.
Yes, Linda.
Are you both ready?
Which scene are we doing?
The one directly following this. And before you say another word, we have an absolute moratorium on using scripts this evening.
Actually, Linda.
Yeah.
No, I've been doing my best.
But neither of us is ready.
No, please, just try to stagger through it. You'll have a prompt.
No, well,
I could find Robert, and we need Chris Carter, too.
But, Linda, I don't know the lines.
Ah,
Jill.
Hello. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, well, never mind. You haven't seen Christopher, have you?
Yes, he's outside with Alice. Is everything all right?
Yes, yes. I just need people to concentrate on what they're doing.
Linda.
How's David?
He's still poorly.
Is he well enough to come in tonight?
No. He's getting there, but he's still feeling pretty rotten.
Right.
Honestly, Linda, I want to use my script.
Yeah, we're only going to stop and start otherwise.
No, no, no. We are simply not at the stage where I can accept actors still being on the book.
Well, you're going to have to accept
Linda,
it.
Linda, can't we just use our scripts tonight?
We have 4 rehearsals left.
Then let's not faff about stumbling over our lines at this one.
Is everyone okay?
What was that?
One of the flats, I think.
Oh, gave me a fright.
All right. Well, if you could just take your positions on the stage, please.
Linda?
I'll be back in a moment.
Linda?
Well, where's she going now?
Excuse me, David.
So, Alan was happy with the donations then?
Can I get bite?
Oh, sorry.
Thanks. Oh, yeah, he was caught the hoop. Mind you, he didn't get to talk much. He was rushing off to a school concert.
Right. Has this been washed up?
I'm not sure. Look, don't worry. Go and sit down.
It's all right, I can help.
I know, but it's quicker if I do it. Really, give me the dish.
All right.
I've got so much to do. I still need to sort out the beef orders for Mike to deliver.
Yeah. You know, I've been thinking, Ruth.
Honestly, go and watch the telly.
No, no, it's about me letting my name go forward for the NFU.
Oh, have you decided yet?
I'm not sure, really. It's such a big commitment.
Well, do you want to do it?
Yeah, I'd like to. But it would mean 2 years as the branch deputy chair and then probably another 2 as chairman.
It is a lot.
Yeah, but, you know, it's something I feel I really ought to do, you know? All the issues facing farmers at the moment.
Look, I need to empty this bin.
And if I say I'm too busy, then why should anyone else stand? We all need to do our stint.
Well, you need to make up your mind soon.
Well, I don't actually, you do.
What?
But if I take this on, it's going to mean I'm off the farm more often, so more work for you.
Right.
And that's why if I do put my name forward, it's got to be with your agreement.
Oh, I'm going to need to think about it.
Yeah, of course.
I'm sorry, my mind's on other things at the moment.
No, I know. Is there anything else I can do to help?
Yeah. You can get out of me way.
Oh.
Go on, out. Go and put your feet up.
Well, that's just great, isn't it? Oh, she flipping barks her orders, telling us to get on stage, and she disappears.
Well, she did say she wouldn't be long.
I mean, where's she got to?
Perhaps we should make a start.
Oh.
Well, I think we've only done this scene once before. At least we could try and remember the blocking.
I mean, what's the point? Linda will only come back and say we got it all wrong.
Oh, all right. Well, if we're not going to do anything, then I'm going to the loo.
Okay, love.
At least I won't have to ask to be excused later.
Sure.
But look, if Linda does come back, tell her I won't be a minute.
Oh, sorry. Hello. Are you all right in there? Linda? Is that you? Linda?
Jill.
Whatever's the matter? Oh, my dear.
I'm so sorry.
What's wrong? You can tell me.
But I just don't think I can do it anymore.
Do what?
The pantomime. It's too much for me.
Oh, now, come on.
And I just don't see how I'm ever going to pull it together. My leads don't know their lines. The set still isn't finished.
We'll get there.
I haven't rehearsed David and Kenton properly yet, and the front end of the cow hasn't a clue what the back end is doing.
It'll be fine.
We've made so little headway this week. There just isn't time to put it right.
Oh, of course there is. We can manage it.
Oh, sorry. You waited.
Fallon, would you mind just...
What's wrong?
Nothing. Everything's fine. It's all just got a bit on top of her.
What? The rehearsal? In all my years directing, I've never known it to be as bad as this. There's barely a day when I've had the whole cast together. Hey, it'll be okay. No, it won't. No, I know I haven't learned my lines yet, but I will. No, it's not going to work, Fallon. I think I'm just going to have to cancel. for the first time ever. Oh,
no. Surely not,
There's
Linda.
There's no need to do that.
What else can I do? We've only got 8 days until first night. 3 of those are out because of Christmas.
We can do it.
Yes, you mustn't give up now.
Everyone's so looking forward to it.
I just feel I'm having to push so hard to get anything done. I don't want to be this unpleasant, snappy person.
Of course you don't.
We all know you're under pressure.
Yes. It would be such a disappointment if you threw in the towel now.
Exactly.
I suppose so.
It's a brilliant script. I'm having so much fun doing it.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you, Fallon.
And it's always a panic at this stage. I'm sure if we pull together, we can turn it round.
Of course. It's no problem.
Maybe.
Come on. Let's get you another tissue. We can't have the rest of your car see you like this.
No.
There you go.
I really am sorry.
It's okay.
It's just not like me to feel so defeated.
David! I have to go out.
What?
Pip just rang. She needs me to pick her up in Borchester.
Oh, right.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise.
No, that's right. So do you want me to keep an eye on the boys?
If you could.
Right.
Listen, about the union job, I've been having a think.
Oh, yeah.
And I agree. We all need to do our bit.
Are you sure? Don't mind me taking it on.
Well, we've managed this week, haven't we?
Just about.
It'll be okay. You're just banned from ever getting ill again.
Yeah, agreed. Oh, thank you. I'm really grateful.
No kissing.
No, you're a wonder.
Oh, dear. I think you've overexerted yourself.
No, I'm fine.
Right, I'd better go and show for our daughter.
Yeah, okay.
Call Don, tell him I've said you're allowed to put your name forward.
Yeah, all right. Listen, I can go and get Pip if you want.
No, no, you stay in the warm. After all, we need you fit and healthy on election day, don't we?
Are you sure? I mean, no one's been bothering to turn up to my extra rehearsals.
We've been round everyone.
They're all up for it, Linda, honestly.
Yeah, and Sunday's the only time we can really do it.
Well, that would be marvellous.
So we'll come in at 9 and work all day.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Well, it means we can get through the show several times. It'll work wonders.
And I promise I'll definitely know my lines by then.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you don't have to be word perfect.
We'll be close.
Now, what about lunch? If we're in here all day, we'll need to feed people.
Yes, that's true.
I could ask some of the ladies from the WI. I'm sure Chris or Frida would be happy to rustle up something.
Oh, would you, Jill? I'm sure we'd all appreciate it.
Ooh, I should say.
It'd be great, like a party.
I'd do it myself, but I think I'll have to spend all tomorrow sewing.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great. Well, that's another meal I don't have to worry about.
I'll make sure the urn's on for tea and coffee, though.
Oh, this is really marvellous. I can't tell you. I'm feeling so much better.
You should have said, though, Linda. I mean, if I'd known how you was feeling...
Well, I thought it was pretty obvious.
Well, anyway, like we just said, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
We're going to get our heads down and work like stink, and I just know that this panto's going to be fantastic.
Well, of course it is. When is one of Linda's anything else?
Exactly.
Now, really.
Oh, it's going to be brilliant.
It's going to be the best pantomime that Ambridge has ever seen.
The Archers was written by Tim Stimson and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.